That's a lot more flexible than.
It's a whole lot better than my old bout brooms, especially these old stiff ones you get. Most of these days you got to get a stiff
I got the old stiff broom, I got them too.
Say if the broom was in that corner and the door was open, so you couldn't, the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was where?
Say behind the door.
Okay. And do you remember years ago on Monday when the clothes were all dirty and everything, women would have to do the...
Hey, that's true. They'd get out and wash.
Uh-huh.
Put them in a wash pot, wash them out and put them in a wash pot,
mm-hmm.
boil them, and then take them out and wash them, and then they'd pour them out of that water and then put them in another water, rinse them, and then hang them on the line.
Mm-hmm. And what would they do the next day after the clothes were dried?
They hung them up.
Ironed
them. Uh-huh. Ironed them.
People used to iron a lot, but they don't these days.
Uh-huh. Nowadays, say a bachelor, the place in town where a bachelor might send his clothes, send his shirts to be cleaned, you'd call that place a...
Church cleaner. laundry.
You call it a laundry.
Uh-huh. Did people used to use that word laundry to talk about washing and ironing?
There were no such a thing as a laundry then when I was coming up, when I was young.
Uh-huh. Say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Say shut the door.
Okay. And, you know, in some houses you have boards that lap over each other like this, you know, on the outside of the house.
Weatherboarded it.
Weatherboarded it.
Uh-huh. What did you call those boards? You call them?
Call them weatherboards.
Uh-huh. Say if you were going to hang up a picture, you'd say you'd take a nail and
put it up there, hang it up on it,
uh-huh.
beside the wall.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing you'd use to hit the nail with would be a...
Hammer.
Okay. So you'd say, I took the nail and I took the hammer and I whet the nail in.
Mm-hmm. They take the hammer. I one that drove in the wall right yonder. See, that's on it.
Uh-huh.
Nail there and fella used to hammer on that.
Uh-huh. And what different buildings did you have on a farm?
Well, the farm we lived on, there was two buildings on it.
Mm-hmm.
Niggers lived in one, and we lived in the other one.
Was this was that house right down there?
No, it's up here at Homewood.
Uh-huh. I thought you said that there weren't very many Negroes living.
They weren't. Mighty few.
Uh-huh. Did they work on your land, or?
They didn't stay there very long after we moved this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 months, I reckon. 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Did people just not want them to?
They didn't want them.
Where did you used to keep stove wood?
Yeah. Get out there in the woods, you get out there and I like that pine trees out there and cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Saw it up with a cross cut saw and then take the axe and split it up.
Uh-huh. You know, when you're cutting wood, sometimes you have a frame, X-shaped frame you can set wood in to cut it?
Yeah, you can do that, but you didn't have that day and time.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have that?
Mm-hmm.
What did they use?
Just cut it. Cut a tree down, they just saw it all, and
mm-hmm.
they'd split it.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever